K-Bear 101, making out the Freak Show. Steve-O, going to be a wise guy tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night. 7 to 9:30 tonight, 7:30 on Sunday. Tickets available right now. Get them fast. And also coming up this weekend, we're doing our Shriners event, raising money for the kids to go to Shriners Hospital. Our ride on Sunday takes off at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to invite Stacy there because every year she donates T-shirts from Advanced Apparel.
Did you make shirts this year?
Of course we did.
Nice.
Yeah, every year. I think it's like we're on year 7 now. I'm doing it for you guys. And so
have you ever come to the ride?
You know, I never have.
I wish you would because I'd wish you could see how much money you raise with those T-shirts.
Okay.
Because we will auction them off.
I've seen them out and around in town, you know, so that's always really cool to do. So,
awesome.
You know, no, maybe
try to make it. And if not, like in the morning, we'll get to Bountiful Park about 1.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we do a lot of the giveaways and stuff and come out, drive by, hang out. Bountiful Park. It's right up by your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Not that far.
it's only 60
it's
miles instead
of
80.
It's all the way to Idaho.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you for letting me do it. It's fun to give back to the community. You know, we've been in business 17 years, and it's just, it's part of it, you know, being involved and helping those family and especially the kids. I just, you know, I've got the soft spot there for the kids.
So. And how to say if somebody's looking to get, I mean, you guys do everything.
Anything you put a logo on, business cards, banners, T-shirts, polos, mugs, and now Rockwell watches. Which
koozies?
Koozies.
Koozies. Yeah, we got the koozies. Yes.
Advanced Apparel. You can find them on all the social media sites.
All the social medias. And also 866-5 T-shirt. Or, you know, we do some fun stuff on Instagram lately. So check us out there.
Thank you, Stacy.
Yeah,
so
thanks
awesome.
For having me. Thanks for letting me do this again.
And always.
Be part of the family here.
If you got a motel down here in Salt Lake tonight,
you
go to Steve-O's show. And then you don't have to, you know, make that long drive home.
You could
stay in town and then get a fresh start in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
I live in Harriman, so that's what I tell people. You can get a motel out here.
Right?
People, I'm not coming all the way out to your house.
I'll
get a motel.
Just shop and stand. Yeah, no, that'd be fun. So thank you again for letting me do it.
No, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanking us for letting you do it.
I'm happy to be a part of it.
Thank you for doing it.
Being able to, you know, have the opportunity. So.
This reminds me of the old days before I was married. Thank you for doing it.
okay.
I knew you didn't have to, but thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you only knew what it did for me, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was in a bad place. Thanks,
thank
man.
Thank you. That made it. That changed everything. Thank you.
Steve-O, wise guys again tonight, tomorrow night, and inviting everybody to come on down and hang out, and Sunday night as well.
Yeah, hang out for sure, too, because after every show, I still do the full meet and greet.
Yeah.
Take photos of everybody and
you're so cool about doing stuff like that. Do you have any swag you're getting rid of?
We shipped all the merch, and apparently it didn't show up.
Oh, no.
But I do have books, which is cool.
Okay. You know? So you can get an autographed book?
You can get an autographed book.
Nice.
I personalize every darn one.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
I love, honestly, after you've been here for a weekend, and then you go on social media, because, you know, it's a small town, but you see everybody's picture with you and how happy everybody is to be with you. You know what I mean?
It's
meet you. It's
like,
cool.
I do it really selfishly because, you know, I feel like if as many people as possible have a photo to post on their pages, then they're going to tell all their friends what a good time they had.
True.
And, so true.
And it's sort of like grassroots marketing to, you know.
Nobody knows who you are, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is that when people find out that I'm going to be at a comedy club, a lot of them think, was he going to punch himself in the balls for an hour?
Yeah. That's funny. Steve-O, when I say you're coming on my show, I get that question.
Yeah, like, what's he doing, you know? And people don't really, like, people don't know what to expect. And in a sense, like, having a built-in audience is great. It's an advantage. But when people don't know what to expect, like, you want to find a way to let everybody know that, you know, that your show, that people are having a good time at it. You know, and for people who don't know what to expect, it's a variety show. I tell crazy, juicy stories and jokes and perform stunts and tricks as well.
Awesome.
It's
a variety show. It's not just a stand-up comedy show. It's a variety show.
So wait, there is no ball punching?
No ball punching.
And the guy on the front row always throws the stapler on stage.
Is there cupping?
There's a pretty amazing trick that I will do with my balls.
Stacy and Jack's eyes light up. You know, we were talking about, you and I were talking about telling stories, the things that happen. And I was telling you, my friends freak out. Your friends think it's cool. Is there one story, though, even maybe more, that you won't tell?
Yeah. There's one in particular that I did tell. And I'm sure I probably told it one of the last times that I was here, involving Knoxville. And it's a story that I had written up for my book. And, you know, sort of out of respect, I sent it to Knoxville. And he said, hey, man, if you could go ahead and not put that in the book. But then I started telling it on stage. And it was just, it was such a great story. And then I kind of didn't mind telling on stage, you know, because he said, don't put it in the book. He didn't want it in writing.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I think he said, I don't want that in writing. So I was like, okay, I'm not doing it in writing. I'm just telling it on stage. And but then what happened was, like, I went out to perform in Knoxville, Tennessee, and some of his friends, you know, some mutual friends came to the show. And I had him backstage, and I was like, hey, you know, so you're probably going to hear a story tonight. And if you can just go ahead and not tell Knoxville. Once I got involved in, like, covering my own tracks, you know, and, like, telling his buddies not to report to him, then all of a sudden I felt really slimy about it, and I just had to come clean and be like, hey, Knoxville, I've been telling that story. And she was like, if you could stop, that would mean a lot.
And, you know, just the opposite. Maybe I need to write a book and put my stories in a book, because none of my friends read.
That's great. But it's cool that you asked. It's really only that one. You know, there's nothing I've felt inclined to tell that's been really shot down, I don't think.
Well, you know? And you have been so outrageous that I can't imagine where your wall is or your line
is.
For
me, there's nothing. Yeah. For me, there's really, really...
And you did it all on film, or, you know, so
right, and
everybody's
now,
seen it, and it's out there. So
now I got that it's on Showtime. You know, it's on Showtime, and soon enough it'll be on Netflix too. Like that first comedy special, and that is gonna at one point, I'm sure, really bum me out. Boy, do I admit a lot on that.
Did you intend to, though? I mean, was that your... Okay, okay.
Yeah,
so there's nothing
sure.
on there you're going, oh, why did
it's
I say that?
It's just that you kind of, you know, you evolve as a person.
Right.
Then you think, oh, man, what if I wanted to get married? And
What would my kids say?
Yeah. And then the wife says, how do I explain to my family that I married that guy, you know,
right.
with that story?
Right.
And that's what my wife tells me. She goes, you've got to think about that now. And I was like, yeah, you're right, I do. Sometimes I selfishly forget that.
I got into a relationship right about the time when I taped that special, and that it was an issue.
Yeah.
It was a real issue, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, and then sometimes, too, I run into the fact that the story I'm telling has some we broke the law parts to it.
Right.
And so I always go, yeah, but we've passed that, you know, the time, so we're okay now.
There's a lot of I broke the law in my show right now, but in each case, I went to jail.
So you paid your debt.
So I paid my debt to society, yeah.
Nothing coming back
yeah,
to bite
you.
Yeah,
you owe me now.
Right. Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's yeah. it's a really I'm really thrilled with what I'm doing. You know, I don't know. I'm excited, and I think everyone's gonna have a great time this weekend.
Yes, we are.
Right
Glad
on.
You're here. It's a perfect weekend to be here too, man.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, and that's what I think the biggest thing when you show up every time you're here. You know, there's so many things that your stories, the things that have gone on that I guess there's a good chance that you could not have been here. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And
there's
that's
putting it mildly.
and we look at it like, right on. He's still here.
I have people come up to me a lot and say, man, God, it's cool you're still alive. Right.
Well, thank you.
And I don't take any offense. I love it.
That's
it.
Right, man.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah, see, I just have my list of statute of limitations with all my stories listed, you know.
Like, I can sell this one next week.
Yes.
Right.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Thanks a lot for coming by, man.
Hey, man,
it's always
thank
a pleasure,
you for having
bro.
Me. It's always great to see you guys.
You too.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
And we'll do the six pack coming up in just a minute. Do not miss your opportunity to see Steve-O tonight at Wise Guys, tomorrow night at Wise Guys. It's K-Bear 101.